It really is true that a few minutes can take a person to another world. Take Bahnhofstrasse, for example. The street begins here, at the main train station, erupting from a grand archway into a broad street lined with pedestrians and trees. And the Bahnhofstrasse pretty much ends right here, at Lake Zurich.
Bahnhofstrasse, I think, is, I don't want to exaggerate, but Bahnhofstrasse is the most important street in Zurich concerning retail shops, concerning jewelries, concerning also banks.
Markus Hünisch is the president of the Bahnhofstrasse Association.
The Bahnhofstrasse has a reputation to be a very good street, and if you walk through, you may realize that the most expensive stores are more towards the lake. And from the railway station, you have more shops, also for young people, not so high price level.
The street is packed with department stores or niche clothing stores. Every few meters, there is another shop with high-priced watches lining its windows. There's a massive toy store. And high-priced candies from the quintessentially Swiss shop Sprungli. But if you head to the other side of the train station, it's a different Zurich.
This used to be a terrible corner, but it's getting brighter every day.
Suzanne Seiler owns a cafe and boarding house near Langstrasse.
So Langstrasse has a terrible reputation, I guess. It has to do with the prostitution. You know, the barracks are up the street here, so there were comfort women here.
Seiler has lived in this neighborhood for 13 years and says there have been problems here. She says drunks, drug dealers, and prostitutes have been regular fixtures on Langstrasse.
So when I first came here, this house here, this greenhouse, it was full of prostitutes. There were 40 rooms in there, and let's say in 36 of them, there were prostitutes.
Seiler says the neighborhood has slowly been recovering from its seedy past. Residents are investing again in renovating buildings. Students and artists are creating a different atmosphere. International grocers, clothing stores, even a school are pushing Langstrasse away from its bad reputation.
With all these young people coming over here just to have a good time and everything, the seediness is disappearing. The seediness also comes just from the places being old and not much money pumped into it, maybe. But all this is sort of slowly but surely changing because it's, like I say, it's so central. How could they not want it and do something with it?
The two famous or infamous streets of Zurich have held their reputations for decades, but things could be changing. Hundreds of millions of francs are being spent on a new development project around the train station, which could bridge the gap between the streets, a gap deeply rooted in Zurich's history. Tony Ganser, World Radio Switzerland, Zurich.